Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a four-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Hello, America, and welcome to the Friday edition of John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News, where we're going to wrap up this week with a honest discussion about the state of news media. We've seen the Washington Post correct a dozen or more stories about Russia collusion that they got wrong from the Steele dossier. We have seen questions raised again about the New York Times conduct, whether it's publishing lawyers' memos against one of its adversaries. In the James O'Keefe case, we have seen another national media narrative, the one that President Trump intentionally withheld troops from going to the Capitol on January 6th, fall apart from the factual findings of the Defense Department Inspector General. It has been a bad week for news media on many, many, many fronts. We've seen MSNBC kicked out of the Rittenhouse trial. How about that? Because they were following jurors, allegedly, with a producer. The state of journalism is in trouble in some places, and it's not hard to fix. It isn't like it's the end of a crisis, but what better person to come in and talk about it than someone that had to every day deal with the news media as the White House press secretary? And so today we're bringing in Sean Spicer. He's got a new book out on what the Virginia elections mean for America, but more importantly, he also has a decade or more of experience of dealing with the national media, both as the spokesman for the Republican National Committee and as the official press secretary for President Trump, his first press secretary, in fact. And we're going to just tackle what happened in the media. How did we get there? How do we fix it? What are some of the things that still need to be addressed? What are some of the core problems? What are some of the opportunities? I'm encouraged a little bit that the new executive editor of the Washington Post, someone I worked with at the Associated Press for years, has in fact done good work in finally doing what the Post should have done a long time ago, and that is create some corrections, retract and correct incorrect information. Yeah, it's 5 years too late maybe, but at least it's the right thing to do. Admitting there was wrong reporting is a step in the right direction. And to Sally Busby, bravo. To your predecessor, Sally, Marty Baron, who seemed to be more interested in movies than in fixing bad journalism, he let the Washington Post brand down, I think, the users and readers of the Washington Post brand down. But we're going to get to Sean Spicer right after this commercial break. Our whole hour is going to be spent just with Sean. We'll come right back after this commercial message. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guaranteed. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS for 15% off. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back for the commercial break. As promised, a very special guest, the host of the great Newsmax show, Spicer and Company, the former White House press secretary and the author of a must-read book. This book is spot on, folks. Radical Nation. Joining me right now is the one and only Sean Spicer. Sean, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you, John, of all days. This is, you are the perfect person to be talking to about what's going on these
days. You listen, you sat at that podium and you predicted what was going to happen. I think you were the first person that not only experienced, but called out what ultimately became Trump derangement syndrome. People believing stories that had no basis and then carrying them out for a long period of time. When you wrote this book, how much is the media a complicitous co-conspirator in the radicalization of this nation?
Well, I mean, there's two chapters in it because it is a massive part of it. I mean, they cover up, they obfuscate, they cheerlead, and so think about this for a second. I mean, in a very like analogous way, if you think you can commit a crime and there are no police that will arrest you and there's no one to call out your crime,
right?
Then there's really nothing to stop you. And I think that's the point that I make in the book in these two chapters is that they know that no one's going to call them out. And that's the thing that that I think is fascinating is that as long as they're in pursuit of a greater good, which is in their minds, the takedown of conservatives and Donald Trump, well, then it's okay.
Yeah. And you're right. There's just been no consequence for bad behavior. I mean, to say that they were wrong about Russia is like an understatement. I mean, there wasn't anything about Russia that wasn't a false illusion. And the news media, as John Durham has done such a great job chronicling, they got taken for a ride on everything. This was a dirty trick, classic Oppo research dump. And for 2.5 years, they misled the American people. Now, I've seen a little glimmer of hope, and I'm pretty jaded about my own profession, but I do think that what Sally Busby, the new executive editor of the Washington Post, is doing, something that her predecessor didn't have the courage to do, is these corrections that they're doing to stories. They're 5 years too late. I'm not even going to try to pretend they're not that, but at least somebody is starting to do some corrections. I think they're like 14 or 15 stories I saw this morning that had statements of correction on them, two that had major corrections to them. Do you think some in the leadership of the media, maybe after 6 years of this zaniness, are waking up to they may have ruined their franchises for good and they got to start to act? Or do you think that Sally's just an aberration and it's a 5-minute thing and it goes away at the Washington Post?
So two things. One is I think that they, and I was listening to someone mention this the other day on a call about journalism these days, which is at the end of the day, it's a business.
Yep.
And they recognize that hating Trump is good for business. So, so that's number one. Number two is Sally Busby's an old hand. She may be trying to set the sort of right the ship, if you will.
Right.
But at the end of the day, all these junior reporters don't care in their mind.
They don't.
The example that they've seen is hating on Trump is good. It's acceptable. So they're not going to like look at this and say, oh, gosh, we should learn the error of our ways. They went to a journalism school that told them that journalism was about making the world, quote, a better place. That is literally what, like, most of these journalism schools have in their mission statement.
Yep.
And so the point that I make in the two chapters in Radical Nation is that you have to understand that, like, it's like if you've ever seen the Lego movie, and I have two kids, so I went and saw it, and it's like they have this refrain where they go, everything is awesome, and it's like nothing is wrong. And that's
right.
Basically how the world is under Biden, that nothing is wrong. There's no concerns. There's nothing duplicitous or double standards or hypocrisy. It's all good. And as long as that – and so I don't think that people fully appreciate that they live in an alternative universe where Biden does nothing wrong.
Yeah, that's it. I think some of them actually believe it. I mean, I've come to the conclusion now that, you know, some people just have a bias of trying to – I think some of these people, they live in so much of an echo chamber. They're so disconnected from the silent majority in America that, you know, watch your show, that elect President Trump, that, you know, read Just the News. They literally don't know anymore how they look to the common sense Americans in middle America.
But you know what, John? John, you mentioned this just a second
yeah.
ago, or, you know, you alluded to Just the News. Think about the growth in your website,
yeah.
right? The growth in Newsmax. I know what my first week's ratings were, and I know what they are now.
Yep.
The last week, we were beating some of the shows on CNN 18 months in.
Wow.
The bottom line
That's
is
amazing.
That I know. And the funny part is there's no way around it. They publish the ratings every day. So, you know, you can't sort of fake it.
Nope.
They are what they are. But the bottom line is that the American people are saying, I'm tired of NBC and Washington Post and New York Times giving us a very slanted view of the world, and I'm going to go to Just the News, I'm going to go to Newsmax. And that's the difference. That's where we are right now.
Yeah, and it's funny. Our founding fathers sort of had this concept that ills like this might come along in our American society, and the free market could be the best way to get, if you don't like it, build something better. And I think
yeah.
what you've done with Newsmax and the great folks there, what other people are doing around the country, whether it's Real America's Voice, Just the News, there's so many people cropping up, and they're like, listen, we're going to go do news the way it used to be done. We're going to give you facts, you make up your mind, and people are flocking to that. And I think that that's one of the funny course correction things that gives me hope about the next 10 years after a pretty miserable last 10 years and watching my profession ill perform. You write extensively in the book, and it's so current, it has such a currency to it. It's amazing that the Virginia election is this beginning of a course correction. And you just think about it, it's mind-numbing to think that Glenn Youngkin won a state that just 4 years ago, just 1 year ago, was a Democratic state by plus 10, and he wins it
yeah.
as a Republican. What messages do you take from that? The book does such a great job of showing that as the earthquake moment.
So I think the biggest takeaway that I have for folks is this. Understand that in history, any time a party gets shellacked, and that's what they got, not just in Virginia, but throughout the country,
right.
normally you'd course correct, and you would say, okay, I got to tack back to the middle. The midterms are coming up. We can't be as extreme. Au contraire, mon frère. This is not what's happening. Biden, and the case that I make in the book is this. Joe Biden understands legacy better than anybody else. Half the reason he chose Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg is clearly not because they were qualified. It was because they checked a box. They were the first of something.
Yep.
And so infinitum, Joe Biden can say, I had the first this, the first that, the first this. And Biden cares about legacy. So here's – I see this. This is the case that I make. They are going to play this little game of footsie where the progressives are going to argue that they thought that we need to be more progressive. And so they'll argue, let's do all this progressive stuff. The House will say, fine, we'll send over a few things to the Senate. The Senate will do nothing on them. They will then ultimately come to this decision that we're going to go to Manchin and Sinema and say, okay, here are the 10, 15 things that we want to do. What will you buy off on? And they'll say, okay, 1, 2, and 3, not 4, 5, and 6, but, you know, 8 and 9. And then they will go back to the progressives and say, okay, guys, Joe Biden has 12 months to go. We're going to lose the House. That's a fact. So the question is, do you want to allow us to get some things done under Biden or not? Because this is it. we're not going to get everything we want, but you can be part of getting these five things done on our radical agenda. And that's why I call the book Radical Nation, because it is a radical agenda. But mark my words, they get it. They're losing the House. So the question is, how much can they jam through in the time that they have?
Yeah, that's it. They sort of know they have an outcome in 2022, and they're just going to push it through as quickly as possible. That's probably why they double down after Virginia. Any other party would have taken the lessons of Virginia and said, we got to pull back. You know, Bill Clinton showed that with triangulation in 1994.
Yep.
You're right. They're going for broke because I think they're counting on being out of power for a long time. And it seems like
exactly.
That's the playbook.
And that's exactly. But that's the thing, is that if you realize you're not going to be back in power, that you're out, get as much as you can. Take as big a piece of the pie as possible. And that's what they're doing. And the problem I have is a lot of conservatives are like, oh, where we won a big night, they're realizing that they blah blah. Yes, but at the end of the day, they also realize that their days are numbered. So let's get as much done. And that's why the point that I make in the book over and over again is we need to understand what their playbook is, because they put these pretty labels on stuff: build back better, voting rights,
right.
And you have to be able to fight back with facts and say that's ridiculous. Here's the reality of what they're doing. And so anyway, I think that if with the holidays approaching, if people want to be able to argue and win, then read Radical Nation, understand what the crazy uncle and aunt that's coming for Thanksgiving is going to say, and be able to deconstruct it.
Yeah, no, that's the key. Start at the dinner table and then bring it all the way to the ballot box, right? And
because, John, you know, I will tell you this. I have not, when possible, if there's an argument on facts, on policy, I believe that the conservative side wins every day. I just do. Whether it's tax policy, pro-life issues, voting rights issues, and yet the left doesn't want to argue facts. They want to argue style. They want to go, but Trump tweeted this, and this person's not that bad, and blah, blah, blah. That's what they want to say.
Yeah, it is. They've got it. It's amazing. You had a moment, and you've been on the podium, so you know what it's like to be at that podium. So you have moral authority to call out a successor press secretary. But there was a moment on the podium with Jen Psaki earlier this week where she said, you know, the real problem with inflation is that Republicans are rooting for it. I mean,
yep.
I've heard of many famous lines off that podium, but that one is in the top 10 for, oh, my God, I can't believe she just said it. How do you judge the media's performance in challenging the narratives of the Biden administration? I mean, you couldn't say, if you said the sky was blue and it was sunny and blue out, the entire press conference would be, no, it's raining outside. I mean, it was crazy what would happen
yeah.
to you in those. But it seems as though Jen Psaki gets to say, you know, quite frankly, I think it's beneficial for the American public not to interrupt and just let people hear what she has to say, because it's insanity. But how do you judge the relationship, you know, 11 months in between Psaki and the press corps?
Well, the relationship between Psaki and the press corps is awesome. She says stuff, they write it down, they're all happy. But that's how pathetic it is.
Yeah.
She just says this is what the deal is, and they write it and they go, okay. I mean, that's the problem. I mean, if you're grading on a curve, they get an F.
Yep.
It is pathetic. I mean, watch these things, and it's like she makes a statement, they write it down, there's no follow up. There are no misdeeds, no hypocrisy, nothing in the world that Biden lives in. It is pretty amazing to realize how bad this is, because they've undermined the profession. I mean,
yeah.
You've been there. You were at the AP, the Washington Post, the Washington Times. But like, part of this is to be able to show that you're holding people accountable, and yet not so much. These guys literally stand there and wait till she tells them what to do.
Yeah. No, it's just amazing. They almost look like drones, programmed drones. And, you know, I grew up admiring people like Sam Donaldson that would ask hard questions, no matter who the president was. And early on, I think the press corps through the Clinton years and even into the early Bush years were fairly independent. But my God, the last 5-10 years, it is just insane. And I think the press briefings almost become useless because it feels like a bad movie. There's nothing you're ever going to learn from a press briefing that turns out to be honest, other than, hey, here's the spin of the day that the left and their friends in the media have gotten. And that is such a horrible thing, because a press briefing used to be the place where the American people could get information and hold their leaders to account. Sean, we're going to hold there for just a second, take a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back with more of our exclusive interview here with Sean Spicer.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, folks, welcome back for the commercial break. Sean, as you step back now, one of the interesting dynamics I'm watching right now, and I think you've commented on, I love your take on it. The American people are not only angry at Joe Biden, who's down in the 30s, but the Vice President Kamala Harris is in the 20s. I mean, that we haven't had a White House member in the 20s in a very long time. And the spin is, well, this is just racism and sexism in America.
Of course.
But a lot of the attacks are actually coming from Biden's own people.
No, not a lot. Almost all.
All of them. That's right. I stand corrected.
And that's the thing. I mean, I laughed the other day. They were like, this guy, Senk, whatever his name is, from Young Turks, is like, this is a right-wing media. And I'm like, I'm not the one who you know, is saying that she's a problem in the West Wing. We don't have access to the West Wing. It's just, I mean, it's unbelievable. Here's the deal, though, John, and I have an entire chapter called Kamala Harris, President in Waiting. Biden chose her, as I mentioned ago, because she checked a box. She was the first woman of color, not because she was qualified.
Yeah.
So what do we expect? 4 years in the Senate, she's the most unqualified VP. Think about it. How many years these other people, whether it was Al Gore or Mike Pence or George H.W. Bush, all of these people who were vice presidents and served their presidents had experience and they could offer the president insight. That's not the case here. She doesn't offer him anything.
And listen, there were warning signs because in the one job where she ran something back in California, her office was a disaster. And that was in a Democratic state. She was getting criticism in a Democratic state for the way she ran her office. The warning signs were all there. And you're right. It was some ideological checkbox and not a vetting of someone's credentials for the job that I think puts Biden in that.
But we're now seeing it. No one should be surprised. You didn't pick somebody who knew what they were doing. And so I don't know how anyone can be shocked that we're looking at this now and saying, oh, boy, I can't believe, you know, that she doesn't know what she's doing. It's because she never knew what she was doing. But that doesn't make it that should be even scarier when we think about the potential consequences of that.
Yeah, such an important point. There is a group of the Democratic Party, I think some wise people in the party, that now realize that the left wing took Joe Biden hostage and they've driven this car to the hanging of a cliff and it's hanging with two tires over the abyss. They really see inflation as the thing that's going to bite them in 2022. When you step back right now, every election turns on a couple of important questions. What is the question in 2022 that's going to motivate American people to choose their next Congress?
Well, I mean, it's as Carville put it back in the day, it's the economy, stupid. And at the end of the day, if people are going to the store, and here's the difference. It's the inflation is one factor, right? So you walk into the supermarket store or the hardware store, whatever. I mean, I got off the phone. We're trying to do some home improvements. And I was asking our contractor today, and I'm just like, look, my wife's trying to figure out where this one piece is.
Right.
And he said, Sean, you know this. I can't get it. It's been 8 months. I can't get it. I have windows for another project. It's been 11 months.
Ugh.
So if you can get it, it's costing, you know, a multitude of what it usually costs,
right,
but you can't get it. So it's a combination of the inflation and the supply chain issues, because Americans are walking into a store and saying, I can't get what I used to buy. And for the rare occasion that there's a substitute or something of that nature, it's costing me twice as much. I had a guy on the show the other day who was telling me that when he went into the grocery store, he's not on the higher end of the income scale. And he was saying, I just can't believe what my grocery bill is. I buy the same thing every week. And yet I feel like my purchasing power keeps going down. And it's like, yes, because it is.
Yeah. There is nothing like having a bite taken out of your wallet to feel the impact of Washington. That is the most personal thing, I guess, maybe other than your children in school. I mean, that's the second thing that seems, and you've done such a good job in the book talking about that. The pandemic had this silver lining for parents, which is they woke up and said, what is going on in my kid's classroom? You got to be kidding me.
Exactly.
Are you amazed at how quickly that caught fire?
Yes and no, because I think you're right. What happened was people were sitting at the, I mean, our kids for a while were sitting at the island in our kitchen, and you're like, you're hearing things. And you're like, you what? And so I think for a lot of parents, we have a great school where our kids are, so it's not as prevalent. But I mean, I think for a lot of parents, they're like, excuse me, what was that? So I would take it one step further. If you think about the activism, last night I was at the Independent Women's Forum gala in Washington, D.C.
Great
and
group
these
of
women
people.
Were all talking about how they had gotten active because of their kids and that they created these networks. And the level of activism with them going out to school boards and then saying, I'm going to run for school board. I'm going to run for the town council. I'm going to run for state rep, whatever it is. There's a level of activism that has been spawned because of this. That is, in my opinion, one of the best things to come out of the pandemic.
Yeah. You know, I can, and you and I are about the same age. I think there have been three moments in my lifetime where I saw a grassroots this activated. And I think one is the 80 election with Reagan, the boomerang from the Carter years. People were just so excited to get Carter out. And there was this incredible ground game and excitement. And then the Tea Party movement of 2010, with 2010, the resisting the Obamacare and the rise of big government. And it feels like we're in now the third wave of extraordinary conservative activism in a half century. What do you think happens in the election? What is the, you look out, you know, it's always hard to predict a year out, but do you see the House and Senate both going Republican?
I think the House is definitely going. I mean, literally, they need five seats.
Yeah.
You're going to get two free ones in Texas.
Right.
I think it's the 15th and the 30-something that got added. So those are gimmies. I think there's probably two pickups in Florida.
Yep, especially with redistricting.
Yep. And then there's a couple others that I think we're waiting to see who the final candidates are, but I feel very good. Matt Maurer in New Hampshire won is a great candidate. That's a district that'll be a flip. And again, it's Democrat seats that Republicans will bring home. I think the question is how big. Look, the reality is post-2009 redistricting, I think that you're looking maybe at 25 seats. There's just not the margins that there used to be.
That's right.
The Senate is a different case because there are more Republicans in cycle.
Yeah,
remember,
they got more territory to defend, right? Yeah.
Right. And you think about it. So Ohio, you have to defend that. Pennsylvania, you have to defend that.
Yep.
So your
Wisconsin.
Pickup opportunities, Vermont, Wisconsin, you'll have to defend that. Vermont, which Leahy is retired from, I don't see Republicans having a real viable candidate. Who knows? It's early. New Hampshire, Chris Sununu just passed. That's an opportunity. I'm very high on Nevada. Adam Laxalt, the former attorney general, is running against Mastro Cortez. I think that's an excellent opportunity for a pickup. And so there are a couple opportunities for Republicans to pick up seats, but they've got more territory to defend.
Yeah, that is a tricky part, and it's an important thing to remind folks. Even with all the enthusiasm, sometimes just the math and the way the seats are up can change things. I want to ask the last question, because I think your book leaves me with a couple of very clear messages. If you want to solve the quagmire that America's in, there seems to be two things. If you're a political leader, you must resist now what the Biden and Democrats are doing. And then if you're a consumer in the news and information space, vote on different places, right? If you're upset with Twitter, go to someplace else, Getter or Donald Trump's Truth or wherever. It seems like those are the two strategies you're recommending. Did I miss anything? What would you tell the people who want to save this country? What's your mission for the next year?
The mission is get involved. And one of the tactics is what you're talking about, which is, look, right now, you think about it, you took up just the news and it exploded. I joined Newsmax and it exploded.
Yep.
People, I did a podcast the other day with a guy who now gets 400,000 or 500,000 people a night on a YouTube channel. That doesn't even include Rumble and all the other social
stuff. It's going to be surpassing CNN pretty soon.
It is, but that's my point, is that if you, like, there's no excuse anymore. Because you can go on Rumble. If you don't like YouTube, you can go on Getter or Parler or Truth Social. There's opportunities now to get involved and to get your word. And it may take, it's not going to happen overnight, but suddenly you go from 10 followers or viewers to 100 to 1,000 to 10,000. But that's what it takes. That's how a grassroots movement starts. And I think that with the proliferation of additional sites, and when you go to Apple podcast, and you know this. I mean, you go down, you start looking at them. They're all conservatives.
Yep.
They're
all the trending ones. Yep.
There's a yearning for the right, and we can fill that void and give people a place to go, and it's happening. So as you get ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas, go read Radical Nation. Understand that chapter 20 that you're referring to is a list of those tactics that we can get involved with.
Yeah, such an important thing. Sean, one thing that you've done is you've always led by example. You've always been a servant to your country, whether it was on the podium, in the military, now on the big media stage, helping us understand and make sense of Washington. You have always been a great public servant, and we are so grateful for that. And folks, the book, Radical Nation, is a must read. If you really want to figure out what the Democrats are doing right now, and what Republicans can do to make a difference, this book is the must read of the fall. You got to get it as a Christmas gift. Sean, what's the best way for people to stay in touch with what you're doing and also to get your book?
So if you want to get the book, you can go to Amazon or Costco or wherever, but you can also go to newsmax.com/23. That'll just take you to a site to buy it right away. SeanSpicer.com has it all. And obviously we're on every night on Newsmax at 6 p.m. The beautiful part about Newsmax is if you're out there and you're a cable cutter, you can go to NewsmaxTV.com, watch for free, or YouTube, or wherever. And it's literally, there's no subscription required.
Isn't that great? So easy. And this one of the things that I think where you're seeing conservatives win is in the cable cutting space right now. Lots of progress there. People are voting with their eyes. And your show is such a remarkable success story. I mean, 18 months in, you're beating some of the CNN shows. That is unheard of. So congratulations on the book, on the show. And I can't wait to get you back on soon, Sean.
All right, man. Thanks for all your help, John. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You as well. Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up with a few headlines. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back, folks. It is time to head into that weekend. You bet. We've had a long, hard week. We've covered a lot of news, whether it's the passage of the Build Back Better social legislation that Joe Biden, the Democrats, wanted in the House, or the amazing discoveries of election irregularities around the country, new ones, including the Iranian one we had this morning on our headlines. It's been a busy week. We've earned the right to go throw some of those Omaha steaks on the grill, maybe throw some of that wild Alaskan seafood on the grill and head into the holiday week next week. Yes, if you haven't remembered, it's Thanksgiving next week. We're going to have a full slate of shows. Not going to let you down, but it's time for a little family, maybe a glass of wine or a good root beer, whatever gets you started on your weekend. It is time. So with no further ado, thank you for reading Just the News. Thank you for listening to John Solomon Reports. Thanks to all of our great sponsors. You know them all. Let's head into the weekend, and may God bless you, and may God bless this extraordinary country, the United States, as he always has. You've been listening to John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.